now, I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Well, we're back to Lakota Tech with the game set for the Saturday Cardinal Girls of Lakota Tech Tatonka, and a girls-only matchup tonight here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShadowRadio.com. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Let's take a look at the Shadow and Lock keys of the game. Shadow and Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And for the Shadow and Cardinals, can they slow down this three ball that we're going to see a lot tonight from Lakota Tech Tatonka? Also, in the JV game, I noticed a lot more physicality from Lakota Tech. Can Shadow keep up with that physicality and compete throughout the next 32 minutes of action against the physicality that Lakota Tech showed in the JV game, and I expect to see it coming up in this varsity game. Lakota Tech team has never beaten Chatterton in the two meetings so far that they have in their history. In fact, the school's only been open for 4 years at this point in time. The teams are starting to go through their benches. We'll have the national anthem coming up here shortly. But for Lakota Tech, you're going up against a team that you've never beat before. In fact, you guys played here last year. It was a shattering Cardinals 62-47 win. Demi Ferguson went off last year in that game for the shattering Cardinals. But again, for the shattering Cardinals, my shattered lock keys the game. Again, you slow down to three and handle the physicality that this Lakota Tech team is going to bring. They're going to bring bodies all night long. Again, shattering keep up and keep fresh. They're coming off the game back on Tuesday. Lakota Tech has not played in a week, 6 days. They haven't played since Friday night, which was a 91-22 win over the Hot Springs Bison. Teams are lining up for the anthem, so we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get this one going. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Oh, yeah, I love you.
Welcome back to Lakota Tech. We're still in the anthem, so we'll go ahead and stay here, but let the our nation's anthem run. You're tuning in to Shatter Cardinal Basketball. Going, Shattering Lakota Tech here from Lakota Tech on Sirius 610 AM KCSR in ShatteringRadio.com. I'm Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Jet Rasmussen, Brad Moore hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank KCSR studio in downtown Shattering. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Country Kitchen starters. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shattering. For the Shattering front, it's going to be same starters as we've seen since the Gearing game. Eric come out with number one, Gracie Cox, a 5'4" freshman, followed by number two, Reese Ritterbush, a 5'2" junior. Number three, Sophie Watson, a 5'11" junior, followed by number 22, J.C. Sherman, a 5'6" junior, and a 5'11" freshman, Jesse Alcorn, rounds out this starting lineup for the Shattering Cardinals. They are head coached by Kelsey Scott and assisted by Kelsey Crux. The Cardinals are going to be in their road black uniforms, red numbers, white trim. Start this game going right to left on your radio dial. Coming off a win versus Hot Springs back on Tuesday, which was a 42-25 win for the Cardinals. Home game coming up on Saturday for Shattering. Now let's get a look at the starters for Lakota Tech Tatanka. Like they're going to come out with number five, and I believe that's Addison Cloud, followed by number 13, Lizzie Robinson, a freshman, number 15, Shana Ferguson, followed by number 23, Layla Dundee, and number 33, and that is Bella Senego. They are head coach. I didn't get their head coach. My apologies for that. Lakota Tech will be going left to right on your radio dial to begin this one. They're in their home white uniforms, red numbers, black trim with the LT behind the back. Pretty solid crowd here at Lakota Tech took the JV game earlier this evening. Shattered Cardinals looked to avoid a sweep, but coming off a sweep again, Hot Springs back on Tuesday with game versus Mitchell. In fact, three home games coming up after tonight. They're still announcing the starters for Lakota Tech in front of us. They are on the bench to my left. Saturn will be on the bench to my right. Really nice facility, this school. Open up in 2020. As a team, the Lakota Tech Tatanka have a combined record of 63-31 since they first played their first game back in the fall or the winter of 2020. Had a winning season right off the bat. Had a winning season to open up the school a few years ago. And now looking to continue, I have starts with season 5-2. Last year they went 8-12, but 24 in their opening season. Starters have been announced. This tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Trey Strathide. State Farm is there for you, and this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooting with you. Thank you for tuning in to this game tonight. Back-to-back road games for the Shattuck Cardinal girls. The road It's not going to get any easier. We're going to have a lot more down the road, but we're back at home for the next three after tonight. Sophie Watson, center circle along with Lizzie Robinson. We are underway. Shatter wins the tip, and Gracie Hawkins has the left wing. Drives inside. We'll bring it back up. Dribble handoff to Jesse Alcorn. Looks like man-to-man. Start for Lakota Tech. They're playing. This might be a 3-2. Gets poked away by Lizzie Robinson. She crosses over, goes to the right side, lays it up, missed it, rebounded by Alcorn on the backside. Shatterman will get their second look. The basket. So it's Ritterbush who drives to the left corner. And this looks like a 3-2. Cox is looking for Alcorn and throws it into the black colored stands on the far side. So it'll be Dakota Tech ball. We're 29 seconds into this game. Still no score between the two sides. So I saw Kelsey Scott called us. It's going to be a 1-3-1 zone. Forced a mistake by Lakota Tech, and the ball ends up in the Shattern Cardinal bench. Showed a little bit of this against Hot Springs. So it's going to be, that's a 3-2. Not a box and one for Hot Springs. They're trying to slow down the three ball as well for the Shattern Cardinals and another steal. Four turnovers combined so far. Here comes Jenna Ferguson down the right side. He gets deflected out of play from behind her off of Alcorn. He'll stay on this end of the floor. Still no score. 7:07 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Entry pass comes in on the near side. Ferguson along the baseline, drives baseline, missed the shot off the bottom of the rim. Deflects it out of play off of Ritterbush. So the Tatanka will get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. 1 minute in this game. No score so far. Good cross screen. Inbound, but it gets picked off by Sophie Watson. She's being hounded 94 feet away from the basket. She turns around and finds some space, hands it off to Hawkins as she brings it across the logo. Hawkins dribbles behind the back, hits Ritterbush, left wing, steps through, shot from the hip, missed it, rebounded by Addison Cloud. Here comes the Tonka in transition. Their first three ball of the night is going to be taken from the right wing by Ferguson. It bounces out of play off the back rim. Ball to the Cardinals. Shattern with one field goal so far. Lakota Tech with three. Their side has made a shot, and we're a minute and a half into this one. Lakota Tech's trying to trap the wings. Alcorn gets it at the high post. Right elbow kicks it out. Deep two coming from Watson. That one rattles in, goes out. Alcorn with the putback missed it as well. Rebound tipped out to Ferguson. His wings down floor to Lizzie Robinson. She misses the shot off the right side backboard. Rebounded by Thurman. Go to Tech being soft in terms of transition defenses. Ritterbush gets it at the left short block, loses control of it. There was a lot of contact. Warned you that this game was going to be physical. The officials didn't call much in the JV game. And it's Lakota Tech with the ball. Near side corner with it is Janice. Dribble handoff to Ferguson at the right wing. Skips over to the far side. Three ball coming from Robinson. That one rattles halfway home but falls out. Rebounded by Terman. We're 2.5 minutes in this game. No score so far. Watson gets in trouble at the right block, just turns, tries to contort her body underneath the Lakota Tech defender, missed the shot, rebounded by Tatanka. As Ferguson spins inside, the paint floater hits off the front rim. Second chance is no good either, but it'll be a pair of free throws from Bella Chanago. Foul's on Gracie Hawkins, her first team foul. So now, we'll look at Lakota Tech from the free throw line. They missed the first, but so far this season, they've shot 43% from the charity stripe. Callie Hendrickson checks in. She's been the first person off the bench since she returned from her ACL injury over the summer. And Shannon Grew goes 1-for-2 from the line. Makes it 1-0 Lakota Tech. That's our first point in the game, and it comes off the free throw. Pass comes to Thurman, near side, deep two, short off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Lakota Tech. I can see these shots a lot better than normal from my vantage point. And a turnover in transition. Robinson was looking for Ferguson and bounced off her knee right into the hands of Thurman. Thurman gets it back after her pass deflected. Ritterbush, good look at the left side. Backboard, and she lays it up and in. Arrow Building Center shot from the paint. That was a good-looking one. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. 2-1 Cardinals, deep three, taken by Robinson. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound picked up by Hendrickson. She spins around with the right hand and throws across timeline. It got the, I believe it got the fuck good. No. Lizzie Robinson was in the area. It looks like she might have gotten a piece of that, but it didn't hit her hand, so it'll be go to tech ball. 2-1 is our score, 4:30 to go in this first quarter. Denise has it at the free throw line, loses control of it, flings out to the corner where Ferguson's standing. Steps the left wing, fires three over Hendrickson, way long, rebounded by Termina on the backside. Silverhand across the logo, dribbling it with the right hand, now goes to the left, hands it off to Ritterbush. Ritterbush with the floater on the left side, hits off the side of the backboard, rebounded by Lakota Tech. Robinson steps through the right block, it goes off the thigh of one of the Cardinal players, so it'll be... No, are they calling a foul? It was a foul that was called. It's on J.C. Terman, her first, team second now. The line goes Lizzie Robinson, who this season's been about a 45% free throw shooter, 12 of 29 now, and they get 13 or 30 after she drains the first. Studio 308, Dean Niche, Studio 308, specializing in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Robinson splits the pair, makes it 2-2. Flat halfway into this first quarter and Chattern. Well, they're going to get a 10-second backcourt violation call against them, but a travel is committed right at the half-court line. It'll be Lakota Tech ball. Still 2-2. One field goal made from the Cardinals, and Lakota Tech sitting at 2-4 from the free throw line. Three taken on the near side. Shanna Grew, when she missed it, rebounded. Offensive rebound by Lakota Tech. Putback missed strong by Lizzie Robinson. It goes out of play off Lakota Tech, so it'll be shattering ball. 3:46 to go in this first quarter, still 2-2. Shattern breaks right through the press. Now Lakota Tech set up. Shattern's done a really good job. Here comes a trap on the right wing extended, and a timeout taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design, top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our first quarter sponsor. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on 16 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
.35 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Out of timeout, Reese Ritterbush was looking to get it into Callie Hendrickson. It was deflected back across the paint. So Shannon will get a reset. And on inbound, Lizzie Robinson steals it, runs to the left side, fades it up, got fouled from behind by Hendrickson. So it'll be a pair of free throws upcoming for Robinson, who went 1-for-2 from the line her first time. Third team foul on the Cardinals in this first quarter. Robinson at the line, switches to first. .31 to go in the quarter. Shattering team so far with one made field goal as Robinson goes 2-for-2. All 4 points from Lakota Tech have come from the charity stripe. Alcorn gets trapped on the far side at the half-court line, picked away by Ferguson. She's going to get a good look at the left side backboard. Missed it. Strong. Denise turns around, hands it off over to Robinson, fires left short corner jumper. It's Ferguson, I beg your pardon, who took the short corner jumper and made it. That's the first made field goal of the game for Lakota Tech. It's 6-2. Tonka. Alcorn nearly travels with it, throws it away. Here comes out of the cloud at the left side. Got her shot blocked by Thurman. It goes out of play on the cloud. As Tracy Calkins checks back in. We have a new player coming in that we'll have the number for, number 25. Peyton Knight. He checked in. Ritterbusch, Calkins, Hendrickson, Watson, and Alcorn out there for the Cardinals. Calkins just crossed the timeline, breaks the press, pass comes to the near side corner. Alcorn throws an entry pass, and it's picked off by Peyton Knife. Hendrickson gets it back, but throws it right back to Knife. Here comes Ferguson on the right side. Underhand layup. Scoop layup is good. Dakota Tech is now up to an 8-2 lead with 2:36 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Timeout taken by Kelsey. He's got a full timeout. We'll keep it here. We're late in this first quarter. Chattern Chiropractic. You've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chattern Chiropractic in downtown Chattern. Private Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chattern at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chattern. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. 2:36 to go in this first quarter, 8-6. Lakota Tech Tatanka leads Chattern Cardinals. Chattern has won both games so far in the series history. Look to make it 3-0 against Tatanka. Lakota Tech looking to start their two-game Nebraska stretch with a win. And Ritterbusch tries to throw it as she gets to the midcourt line to Gracie Calkins, but she got hit in the arm. There was a foul. It was on Layla Janine. First team foul for her. Calkins has the top of the key. It's a 1-2-2, so it's a box of one. Calkins gets trapped, has to throw it to the right side. To Hendrickson, she goes to the far side corner, throws it down low to Watson, but he gets picked away. Comes Janice, little handoff to Ferguson at the right wing. Steps inside the paint, floater, tried to get a foul call. Didn't work. Missed it, rebounded by Calkins. Calkins runs to the corner. You cannot go to the corners against this zone. You will get trapped, and it's resulted in a few turnovers tonight. Pass up the top. Calkins from Ritterbusch got tip, but Calkins was able to crowd. She drives right through the zone, gets it knocked away from her. Ball still loose on the floor. Multiple players diving on the floor, but it's Lakota Tech with it on the far side. Robinson missed the shot. Putback is missed as well by Knife. Third chance goes down. Makes it 10-2. Lakota Tech with 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass across the zone. Got blocked away. Hendrickson at the left wing. Alcorn just standing there, and it's pass picked off by Peyton Knife. Ferguson on the right side lays it up and in. She's up to now 6 in the game. It's 12-2. Calkins has to throw it to Ritterbusch at the left wing. Gets it right back. Ritterbusch will take the 3 to lefty. It looks like it's going to be banking home, and it is. Reese Ritterbusch with her second made bucket of the game. She has all 5 points for the Cardinals. Makes it 12-5 with 1 minute to go in this first quarter. Denise has it on the far corner, pushes it back up top. Reball coming. High arcing. Missed. Offensive rebound. Putback is missed as well. That was Robinson who missed it. Ritterbusch with a rebound. Picks the upper dribble. Gets trapped right away. Throws it up to Alcorn, but it's picked off. Extra pass from Knife over the left side. Laying is good. Center groove. Makes it 14-5. 3 second difference between shot clock and game clock. Addison Morrison's going to come and check in for the Cardinals. We have 3 players sitting at the scores table for Chattern. Ritterbusch gets it, drives from the left side, trying to get Alcorn down low, turns it over. Watson now with it after the turnover. She runs the basket, gets drilled. They're going to be going to the free throw line for a pair. And the foul is going to be a Peyton Knife. Her first second team foul is now Sophie Watson. This is a free throw line. She's been kind of on a run as of late. That's the first. J.C. Turman and Addison Morrison check back in for the Cardinals. They're going to go with their small lineup right now. Watson, who missed the first, missed the second. Rebound tipped up in the air by Calkins. Morrison able to chase down the far left corner. Shot clock turned off, and Watson turns it over. Lost control of it, ended up in the hand. It's in a groove. Now Knight inside the paint, turns around, missed the short jumper. Gets deflected out of play off of Ritterbush. 5.5 seconds to go in this first quarter. Go to Tech will get a chance to make it a double-digit lead going into the second. It'll be Knight to inbound. She gets to the near side. She gets it right back at the right block underneath the basket. Steps through, extra pass to Shenna Grew. She lays in at the buzzer, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 16-5. Dakota Tech Tatanka lead the Shattern Cardinals after this first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Shattern Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shattern and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shattern Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shattern Avenue in Shattern, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
Tonka leads Shattern Cardinals. We get set to start of the second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lendiger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lendiger. Shannon Ferguson has the ball side. She picks it up to the near side wing to Layla Denise. She missed the three, rebounded by Sophie Watson on the backside. Gracie Calkins throws it up the floor towards J.C. Terman. She stops, kicks it back out to Calkins, who caught it a little funky. I don't know if a three, she caught it clean, but she has it, drives to the left short corner. Gets it ripped away from her, still being knocked away from her, and it goes out of bounds off the docket. 16-5, Tatanka, and Shatter tried to set up the full-court press, but they didn't get set in time as Peyton Knight caught the pass to the left block and laid it up and in. It's 18-5. Thurman will hand it off to Calkins, top of the key. It's a 1-2-2 zone. Go to Texman running. Shattern has not been able to get a clean close. This is a very aggressive zone, and the Cardinals turn it over again. Pass outside. Step back three coming. Rammed out by Ferguson. And a foul on the floor on the rebound. John Payne Knife. Her first, as Joe Grice checks in for Sophie Watson. She was sitting at the scores table with minutes ago in the first quarter. Sophie Scott pulled her away, and now she sends her in for the first time. She cuts in through the middle of the zone. That was a great play by Grice, but the pass, looking for Terman, overhead and into the batting. So it'll be Tonka ball. Going behind the back cross timelines. Ferguson pass to the right side, left side, I beg your pardon. That goes up in the air from Peyton Knife. She got fouled, and we go on the free throw line. It's on J.C. Terman, who picks up her first team foul of the quarter. Still got 6:43 to go in this first half. 18-5 is the score. Knife goes to the free throw line. She drains the first. Callie Hendrickson checks in for the Cardinals. We're out there right now for Shattern is Callie Hendrickson, Gracie Calkins, Addison Morrison, Joe Grice, and Reese Ritterbush. Second free throw. Touches the nylon. Makes it 20-5. Calkins comes to the near side corner. That's not where you want to go in this zone press, but they get away with it. Hendrickson was looking on the right side. It got deflected and turned over. Ferguson took an extra step, extra pass, missed shot by Denise. Rebounded by Calkins. Throws it up to Hendrickson. They're still trying to trap with it. Gives out a playoff with Hendrickson. So it'll be Tatanka ball, 20-5, 6:20 to go in the first half. First and tries to cross over Hendrickson. She gets back in time, still playing soft offer. That's Denise. Little handoff to the left side. Kate Robinson, who checks in for the first time this game, down 9 for the right block, goes up against Bryce, missed it short. Fight for the ball underneath. Multiple players on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball called Chatterton basketball on a rotating possession arrow. So, league number 30 is the league, a big boy out there for Tatanka, one of the league scorers. Chatterton's able to break the press. Butterbush pushes it to the left side. Morrison is looking for Grice on the extra pass. Decided to go for the shot herself. Missed it. I actually got blocked. Got her own rebound. Gets trapped in the near side corner and throws him to the bench. So they stock the ball and does the Alcorn. Checks back in for the Cardinals. I thought it checked through. One of the players for Lakota Tech who checked in. Lizzie Robinson, one of the players as well. And see the other player. Then the near side corner with it is Lizzie Robinson. She gets trapped. Throws in the hands of Kelly Hendrickson. Try to get into their point guard. Grace Conkin's still fighting for it. It's cross timeline. Getting bounced around along that far sideline. If he pass comes into Alcorn at the left. Short corner gets underneath the basket. Grice cutting through. Conkin's three ball. Right side corner hits off the rim. Alcorn puts her arm out and grabs it. At the right block, in trouble, throws it up to Calkins at the right wing. Alcorn sets the screen, rolls to the basket. Calkins gets it to her, but the pass, but the ball's getting knocked around by Lakota Tech, and they recover it. Across the timeline, it's big boy at the left wing, up top with it now. It is Robinson, drives the right side, gets up in the air, and gets fouled by Ritterbush. That'll be two shots. I'm coming. Now the line is Lizzie Robinson. 20-5, 4:50 to go in this first half. Lakota Tech leading the Chatterton Cardinals, and Robinson rattles the first one off the front of the rim. No good. Robinson, who shot about 70% from the line this game, makes the second one. Makes it 21-5, and Chatterton trying to break the press, throws up to the bench. Chatterton's really struggled against that full court press. Well, it's been a three-fourths court press tonight against Tatanka. In the season, they're only allowing about 48 points per game. Chatterton's coming in averaging 40. And a whistle away. They're going to call a 3-and-key ball. Is Lakota Tech. It'll be Chatterton ball. 4:35 to go in this second quarter, 21-5. Chatterton needs a little bit more passing through them. That'll lead across the timeline. They do right there. Hendrickson changed her mind. It's between a pass and a shot. Part of the shot. Instead, it deflects out of play. Off of Kate Robinson as Nia Ferguson checks back in for the Tatanka. Gawkins gets it in to Grice, steps through, shot block. Grice still fighting for it, swings it back in. Gawkins steps on the sideline just barely. Tries to keep the ball in play. So it'll be Tatanka ball. 21-5, 4:15 to go. Crossing over is big boy. She picks up a dribble up left wing, hands off to Lizzie Robinson, gets underneath the basket, throws it, looking for Bella Senegru. Goes off her foot. It'll be Cardinal ball. Dawkins back over to Ritterbush. Ritterbush drives to the far side, spins around, throws it towards Hendrickson. Just got it to her. Pass was nearly picked off as Hendrickson gets to the right wing, Grice at the right block. Good step through move. Fired the shot up. Looks like she just lost control of it, so going up in the air. Hit off the basket up top. So it'll be throw the deck ball after it went out of bounds. 3:50 to go. And this second quarter, Shattern still has held scoreless in this second quarter. And a jump ball is going to be called. Callie Hendrickson on the deck. Fine for it, but it'll be a jump ball. It'll stay on the center of the floor. Shot clock says 24. Game clock says 3:42. The scoreboard saying 21-5. Denise checks back in. Pass goes up top to no one. Denise didn't need to throw it across like she did. She could have gotten backward and recovered. Entry pass comes in Shannon Grew. Sends pass Grice. She missed it. Galcon with a backside rebound. Now Calkins will bring it across the timeline. Uses the head fake to get Denise up in the air and gets reached in on by Ferguson. That's their first personal team second foul of the quarter. 21-5. Ferguson switches to the left side. Calkins near side. Three ball in line. Got it. Gracie Calkins hits the three, and the Cardinals are back within 13. 21-8 is the score. 3:10 to go. Denise drives right by Baker Park. Now it's first. And drove right past her defender and laid it up and in on the left side. Responds right away, 23-8. Go to Tech Lee. Rutterbush has it at the right wing. Just to the baseline. Floater shot blocked from behind, but they're going to call a foul on the Go to Tech. It'll be a pair of free throws upcoming for Rutterbush. Fouls on, at least I heard number five, which is, they said Red Hawk. Be Daisy Red Hawk. So if you watch, checks back in. Rutterbush missed the first. Second one rattles home. A whistle. Hendrickson was going after the inbound. Collected it out of play, so the state sunk a ball. 3 minutes to go in this first half. The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. Go to Tech missed a floater from inside the paint. Hendrickson was looking for Watson as she was cutting down the middle. Missed Watson. No one was home on the backside. The ball ended up in the stand. So it will be Lakota Tech ball. Three to go. In the first half, Ferguson, dribble handoff to Lindsay Robinson. Her shot got blocked from her by Jesse Alcorn. Dawkins sets a screen that sends a player to the floor, 4-on-1, and Hendrickson makes the putback after Alcorn missed the first. Down to a 12-point deficit for the Cardinals, 23-11. 2 minutes to go. Chelsea Scott encouraging her team to step on defense. Three-ball Ferguson, strong, rebounded by Watson. Again, Shattering cut this down to single digits going into the half. Shattering has been on a 6-2-3 run over the past 2 minutes and a blocking foul. On Denise, she got the blocking foul called, so that'll be the second personal for her. 14 foul in this quarter. Next foul. Against Lakota Tech will result in a pair of free throws. Edwish throws it in to Alcorn and gets trapped on the near side corner. Drives up top. Gets up for dribble. Tried to get it off to Calkin. It's picked off by Lizzie Robinson. Skips up. Get pass up the floor to Ferguson. Extra pass. Land is good on the backside by Denise. She gets on the board for the first time tonight. 25-11. Shattering gets it across the timeline. Rutterbush fumbles the pass from Alcorn, but gets to the left side block. Lays it up and in. The lefty hits the left hand layers to go. She has 8. It's actually a game high right now. 25-13. Ferguson. Handoff to Denise, who fired up the floater inside the paint, missed it, rattled in and out, rebounded by Alcorn. Calkins, across the free throw line, stepped through, missed it, strong, backside layup block, third chance from Austin is good. This just got interesting, 25-10. Trying to get a stop in the bucket here, need some good momentum going the half. Driving inside the center group, kicks up near side, three ball, good by Denise. 28-15, 10-second difference between shot and game clock. We wind down. This is Farm Bureau agent Brian Lineger. Second quarter. Hawkins picks up her dribble. Gets to Hendrickson. Extra pass outside. Deep two from Watson. Was missed. Alcorn with the tip to Hendrickson. Her shot got blocked, but no, a late foul is called on Janice. So it'll be a pair of free throws coming for one of the juniors on this. Chelsea Scott, Coach Dean. Janice third. The team foul. Looks like Riley Huffman is going to come in as Hendrickson missed the first. Lee, a long soldier. We'll check in for Tonka. Joe Christ joins Riley Huffman. And checking in. 27-point need to go in this first half. Hendrickson missed the first, puts her right toe on the nail. The mid part of the block handle on the free throw line and drains the second. 20 seconds to go in the half. Driving middle with it is Robinson. Entry pass into Ferguson. Off balance reception. Turns around, sets the floater up and good. 30-16. Huffman cross timeline. 10 on the clock. Loses control of it. Hendrickson picks it up. Throws it to Ritterbush. Ritterbush stops left wing. Near side, Watson, head fake shot. It's off the backboard, and that'll do it for the first half. 30-16. His score at the half. Cardinals 11 points in that second quarter. Georgia Tech with 14 gives our score to 30-16 at the half. This first second quarter sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lineger. When it comes to protecting your family, got a Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lineger. Go ahead and take a break. Come back for halftime. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR, Chadron. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
To 16, Lakota Texas Tonka leads the Chadron Cardinals at the halftime break. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. You're tuning in to the Chadron Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime report Shadron Cardinals were down 16-5 after the first quarter. Reese Ritterbush had all 5 points in the first quarter. She continued that hot shooting with three more in the second quarter. Cardinals were able to get the shooting going, though, in that second quarter. Get 11, but it's a 30-16 lead. Dakota Tech with 14 in that second quarter. It's really been about the transition game for Lakota Tech. They've really dominated in the press, forcing turnovers and getting ahead of the Shadron Cardinals in the transition period. Look at the scoring in the first half for the Shadron Cardinals. Reese Ritterbush leads the Cardinals with 8 points in the first half. Sophie Watson went to Gracie Cock instead of three. Callie Hendrickson has made bucket and put a pair of free throws to finish with 3 points in that first half. Shadron Cardinals looking to get a win and get back home on Saturday when they take on Mitchell Lakota Tech, looking to win their fourth straight game. Tuning in, you're live here. We're live here on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Shatter Insurance to fit your needs. We'll go ahead and take our longer halftime break. When we come back, we'll have second half. Coming up next, you're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo, 6:10 a.m. KCSR and ShatteredRadio.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattered Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattered Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattered Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
With your Shadrad halftime update, I'm Jet Rasmussen. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating a shooting incident that involved deputies from the Washington County Sheriff's Office. At approximately 2:07 Monday afternoon, a Washington County Sheriff's deputy performed a traffic stop on a Jeep Cherokee in Arlington, Nebraska. During the traffic stop, the vehicle was occupied by a female driver, male passenger, and a one-year-old child. The driver was arrested by deputies for driving under suspension and was transported to Washington County Jail. The male passenger, however, identified as David Beecher, age 48, of Omaha, Nebraska, had an active felony warrant for assault. Preliminary investigation shows that Beecher refused to cooperate with deputies, and deputies became aware that Beecher was in possession of a firearm. After Beecher exited the vehicle, multiple rounds of fire were exchanged, and Beecher was injured but continued resisting arrest. From there, he was taken into custody and transported to UNMC in Omaha with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. The child was placed in protective care, and the Nebraska State Patrol is investigating the incident. The city of Shadron issued 34 building permits in 2024, which will add an estimated $7.9 million in value. Almost all the permits were issued for work inside the city limits, with just four of the permits covering work in the city's two-mile jurisdictional zone. 14 commercial property permits account for more than $6.9 million in new valuation, up from commercial additions valued at $2 million in 2023. City Planning and Zoning Administrator Janet Johnson said the largest commercial development projects included the St. Patrick's Catholic Church project for the Assumption Academy, the Seventh-day Adventist Church addition, and the construction of the Dollar Tree store. With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Thirty to 16 is our score at the halftime break. We're live here on the Chatter Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime report. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Chattering Cardinals in that first half struggled against the press from Lakota Tech, but they slowly started to figure out how to get past it in that second quarter. We'll see what they can do as we roll into this third quarter, which will be sponsored by Bryson Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Chattern wearing their roadblock uniforms, white trim with red numbers. Lakota Tech in their home white uniforms with red numbers, black trim, LT across the back, and Tech across the chest. Really nice gym here in Lakota Tech. That's just outside of Pine Ridge. We're about 5 miles east of Pine Ridge tonight. A gym, that school that opened up just 4 years ago. 30-16 is our halftime score. Go to Texatonka trying to get their first win in the series history against Chattern Cardinals. They've played the last 2 years. It was Chattern both years by scores of 57-37. That was in Chattern 2 years ago to open up the series. And last year it was a 62-47 win for the Cardinals here at Lakota Tech. So it'll be Chattern ball to begin the second half. They're going to come out with Sophie Watson, Gracie Calkins, Tracy Sherman, Sophie Watson, and Jesse Alcorn. Tracy Herba should be the one who inbounds it for the Cardinals. They're going left to right from my viewpoint. I'm on the second level of Lakota Tech on the near side with the score table side. Benches on my side as well. And it's a 2-3 zone out of the jump, and Riddlebush was looking for Alcorn on the entry pass, but thrown away by Lakota Tech. Good play by Watson to avoid the tip pass over to the near side. It's deflected out of play. It'll be Tech ball. Thank you for joining us here on Stereo 16 and KCSR and ShadowRadio.com. Dave Thompson here with you. Busy week. This is the second of 3 games this week for the Cardinals. Going to be 4 straight weeks of 3 games. Each week for the Cardinals. Starting inside is Terman. That was Robinson. Terman forced Robinson to go off balance. She lost control. They've been letting these players play all night. Not uncommon. Riddlebush fires off the right short corner jumper. Missed it strong. Jump ball and rebound. It'll be Tech ball. 7:25 to go. In this third quarter, 30-16 is our score. Down the right side with a dribble handoff from Shannon Ferguson to Layla Janice. Sends up the floor with right hand and here. And now it's a 7. It's pretty spread out for the Tonka all game. Only one player in double figures. Miss Ritterbush leads the Cardinals with 8. Entry pass from Conkins looking for Alcorn. Gets her hands, but she gets it back. Laying off the right side. Rouse in, rattled out. Gets her own rebound back. Got foul, got off for the shot of 8. Looking for a pair of free throws. Shengru. We'll be going the line. Foul Alcorn now. Alcorn will be going the line for a pair. High arcing shot. Banks home. That's our first points of the night. Coming off of 9 versus Hot Springs back on Tuesday. really great player with a bright future in front of her. She goes 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Makes it 32-18. On the other side with it is Stan Ferguson. Spins around. Riddabush keeps it over the right side. Now Bella Shingaroo fires up a high arcing three. It's way short, and it goes out of bounds. All the Cardinals. Scooter's Coffee, their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor, is now sugar-free, combined with our world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way, hot, iced, or blended. Just a sip on, and you'll be smiling. Now Gawkins gets it. Top of the key, two steps left side, top of the key. Loose control, but tried to throw it off a foot of Lakota Tech. Kelsey Scott's begging for a kick ball call. He's not going to get it. Ferguson just hands it off with the right hand. No look to Robinson. Entry pass goes in. It gets deflected back out to Robinson, and they're going to call a push on Riddabush. That'll be Reese Riddabush. Second foul. We're on team 32-18. And early in the third quarter, and Shingaroo laying off both sides. She's gone past the defender and got the lay-in to go. 34-18. Talking to the top of the key. Now Riddabush right side. Three ball. Got tipped. Rebounded by Addison Cloud. Picked off, though, by Jesse Alcorn. Watson was looking. We're talking to the top of the key, but it was deflected away. Here comes the Tonka in transition. Denise gets to the near side. Robinson, three ball. Hits off the back iron. Offensive rebound by Shingaroo, and a foul on Christy Conkins is going to be called. That'll be a second team foul quarter for the Cardinals. 34-18, 5:33 to go in the Stripes and Schaefer law third quarter. And this Cloud in the far corner gets it inside. Shingaroo sends up Cloud, gets the offensive rebound. Good chest pass to Ferguson, and she travels with it. Run up on the floater. It'll be Cardinal ball. Down by 16. With 5:23 to go in this third quarter. Berman will bring it across the timeline. Tries to use the head fake to go left. We'll give it to Riddabush. She gets ahead of steam left. Shot was blocked on the layup attempt by Robinson. Ferguson crosses over. Handoff to Denise. Denise gets hit by Berman going up the shot. And we go in line for a pair. Foul on Sherman was her third. Team's third of the quarter. Now the line goes. That's Janice, yes. That is Janice at the free throw line for a pair. American Legion, most of American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind. Let's go, Peters Roofing. Nice goes 2-for-2 from the line. Makes it 36-18 for the Tatanka. Hawkins now, top of the key, gets to Riddabush, right wing, gets a good screen by Alcorn. Alcorn rolling backside, got the pass from Riddabush, and on the pick and roll, Alcorn gets her first field goal of the game, 36-20. Game still within reach. Now, top of the key is Denise. She fumbled the handoff to Robinson. Robinson grabs the right elbow. Now, Shingaroo with the right block. Travels with it as Joe Price, who just checked in, hits the deck. Kelly Hendrickson also out there for the Cardinals. A couple of subs on that, or free throws I did not see, unfortunately, but it's right now. Reese Riddabush, Gracie Gawkins, Jesse Alcorn, Joe Price, and Kelly Hendrickson. Hendrickson just going to cross left and right across the time on good screen. Set by Gawkins, Wild. Hendrickson gets over the basket. We got her shot blocked. With it on the offside is Ferguson. He stood outside. Robinson, D3, it's strong. Drives with the rebound. Takes one dribble, throws it to Cawkins. Cawkins crosses over, gets the right elbow, step through. Gets up in the air, gets fouled, and one. Gracie Cawkins with the lay-in and the harm. Number five. So it's actually Daisy Redhawk, our number five. I apologize. Their number's not the same one I was given before I got into the gym. What are we talking? Basketball iron. Play the old-fashioned three-point play. 36-22 is our score with 3:58 to go in this third quarter. And a lane violation called on Shattern after on the free throw. It'll be go check ball. Full court man-to-man press coming up for the Cardinals. They've shown this a little bit from time to time this year. Pearson blows right past Ritterbush. Helps defense coming. Backside pass. Lane is good. But Peyton Knight, who just checked in. 3:45 to go in the quarter. Green up high by Doc Hendrickson. Running the point. Gets four of the right block, goes it off for right foot, becomes out of play. Ball to go to Tanaka. T-Swan and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment online with T-Swan or Squarespace or call 308-430-3686 and make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Pass goes to the right side in the far corner. It is Robinson. Entry pass gets deflected around. Knife recovers it. Back outside. Ferguson, right wing three. Got it. That's her first made three of the game. She's up to 13. Wins the game in scoring. It's 41-22. Hawkins goes right past Ferguson, loses control of it on the floor. Multiple bodies. Gets it out to Ritterbush, and a foul is going to be called. Push from behind on Robinson. That was on 15 Ferguson. Take a personal 13 foul. 41-22 is our score. Hendrickson bait. No players. He's going after the ball, gets it, drives to the right side, lays it up and in, but an offensive foul is going to be called. They move the screen on Joe Strike. Getting extended minutes tonight for this Cardinals team. Ferguson drives to the free throw line, kicks up top. Robinson drills it off her foot and gets it to Denise. Passes up top. Robinson thought about taking the D3 entry pass. Comes in, team Knight. Left block gets past Rice and lays it up. Makes it 43-22. Anderson gets the screen up top. Gets trapped at the left wing. Now Hawkins. Hawkins skips it over to Ritterbush. The left wing drives toward the baseline. They're going to call Payne Knight for jumping in front of her a little too aggressively. That'll be the 14 foul on Tanaka in this quarter. Have a couple subs coming in. Addison Morris is going to be checking in for the Cardinals. .43-22 is our score. 2:21 to go. Entry pass comes into Grice, and Grice gets hit from behind. She'll be on the free throw line for a pair of free throws. That was on Lucy Robinson. Well, baby, .43-22 now. Grice at the free throw line, looking for a first point of the game. Banks with free throw. .43-22, 2:20 to go here in this Christ Schaefer loss. Third quarter, second free throw. Sure. So it'll be a stock of ball. 20-point lead, 43-23. For Lakota Tech, looking to get their first win against Shattern Cardinals. Back-to-back for the Tonka against Nebraska team. Reliance makes a trip up here tomorrow. And Robinson gets trapped over in the far corner. A timeout is going to be taken by Lakota Tech. Timeouts are sponsored by Dub Bars You Design It. Top match and brother, including cats, Letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our third quarter sponsor, Christ and Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
KCSR's coverage of Chadron High School Sports, sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Chadron Federal Credit Union, New York Life and Well Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bass Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Peter's Napa Auto Park, Chadron Lumber, Heritage Scene, Warford's Decorating Center, and Craftsman Tires. 208 to go in this third quarter, 43-23 in a whistle away. I don't know what happened right there, but the Tonka will get another chance at inbounding. If they do get it in, a few minutes to go in third quarter. Right side with it. Heavy screen rolling to the basket is with Kate Robinson. She travels with it. Be sure to thank these visits for sponsoring our coverage of Chadron High School basketball. Housers Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wild, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Off the inbound, a steal by Lakota Tech. And Taya Ferguson gets the right block. Goes up for the shot, got fouled by Gracie Dawkins. It'll be going line for a pair. Their third. 15th out of the quarter. The line. It's Shania Ferguson. Right. First one, right off the stand, goes down. Cardinals have, ever since that first run of the first quarter for the Texas, hanging right with them. This has been Lakota Tech's night. Scoggins drives to a Travis near side, half-court line, picks up her dribble, throws it down low to Morrison. Able to recover in the near side corner. Get the screen from Grice. Grice rolls the basket. No one's there. Out of contact underneath the basket. Get Robinson and Grice. Got tangled up. Go to Tech with it. So the center groove drives the basket. Gets fouled from behind. By out. Being on line for a pair. It'll be a pair coming up. Rebella center groove. Senegrew, this is the first. Good attack tonight. 11 of 15 from the free throw line. I get 11 of 16. 80 seconds to go in this third quarter. 45-23. Tonka leads the Cardinals. Anderson runs across the top of the key, pushes it over to Morrison, near side, screen coming from Grice. Morrison sets it out of the paint, fires up the floater, missed it. Grice just throws it back in play. It's going to roll out of bounds. Ran from the Lakota Tech bench, and three Switter Bush checks back in, along with Kobe Watson for the Cardinals. Joe Grice and Ashton Morrison take a break on the padded benches here. Well, chairs here at Lakota Tech High School. Minute four to go. Cockins. Steals the inbound pass, looking for Lizzie Robinson. Lizzie control of it on the floor, and a tie-up is called a shattering ball on the Rossetti possession arrow. Shot clock stays at 32 seconds, just under 1 minute to go in this third quarter. 45-23 is our score. But the Hendrickson gets across the timeline. Hendrickson's a pretty good point guard. I've been really impressed with their ball handling skills this year. Landed off over the Calkin. Now Alcorn. Alcorn tries to spin inside the paint, turns around, missed it. Rebounded by the Tonka. Right across the timeline is Lizzie Robinson to the near side, pushes it up top. Entry pass goes in. Extra pass back, good. Give and go there to Kate Robinson. It's missed. Rebounded by Jesse Alcorn. Shot clock turned off. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. 45-23 is the score. Nixon's being hounded by Shania Ferguson. Picks up her dribble. goes in to Alcorn at the right block. Gets fouled before the shot, but it'll be going line for a pair of free throws. Made the shot, won't count, though. But Alcorn has earned herself a trip. To the free throw line, she did just really good job working inside the paint to get a shot from Arrow Building Center paint when you're looking for the right paint for your project. Think Arrow Building Center. Alcorn to the line. Hierarchy free throws here. She went 2 for 2 her first trip. Shattered in this quarter is 4 for 4. Make it 5 for 5. Thank you, Jesse, for bailing me out on that one. 45-25, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Sprinting down the floor is Robinson. She comes in the near side corner, gets one, the baseline floater with the right hand strong. Selected out of bounds. From my view, it looks like it was Watson, but Robinson was standing right there and it went off her hand. So it'll be Cardinal ball down by 20 with 5 seconds to go. Butterbush throws it in to Dawkins, gets deflected out of play. So now it'll be Coffin corner inbound. Ritterbush just throws it up in the air. I like that decision. That goes off the foot of one of Donka. He is shattered an extra 35 feet. Inbound it with 2.3. I like that play by Reese Ritterbush right there, just throwing it down the floor. She was in a Coffin corner situation, just threw it up. Dawkins puts up and doesn't fire off the shot at the buzzer. Good help defense by Lakota Tech ends the third quarter with a 45-25 score. Lakota Tech to Tonka lead the Shattering Cardinals after 3. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
.45-25 to get set for the start of this fourth quarter. Sponsored by Best Western, West Hills, and wherever life takes you. Best Western it is there. Let's go to Texatonka. Control this game since the first quarter. The Cardinals have been keeping up with them, though. So the second quarter, it's 45-25. With it is Texatonka going right to the left. Ferguson was looking. Well, Shania Ferguson was looking for Lizzie Robinson on a basket cut. Passes tip into the hands of J.C. Terman. Ball with the Cardinals. Terman will throw it to the near side, right wing. Soderbush drives middle, loses control of it, looks outside for Sophie Watson, but a jump ball will be called as a shot at basketball. That'll be all the starters outside of Gracie Dawkins. Kelly Hendrickson's out there for her. 7:37 to go in this fourth quarter. 45-25 is the score. Entry pass stolen by Ferguson. Goes across the paint, lays it on the right side. Makes it 47-25. Hendrickson, out of the right wing, picks up her dribble, throws it inside. Alcorn back to the basket now, faces up, spins around, throws it out top to Ritterbush. It was deflected. Multiple players diving on the floor, and that's going to be an over and back call. Lizzie Robinson lands on the ball. Nelson Scott confused. My near side, he's won a push foul. I thought the ball was deflected, actually, myself. It'll be Tatanka ball. Robinson throws it inside. Alcorn picks it away from Bella Shenegru, who's trying to catch it. Alcorn hesitates, goes to the right block, shot blocked. Ball knocked around on the floor. And Thurman will get a foul called on her for trying to pull Robinson off the ball. California. Sherman's fourth. 47-25 with 6:50 to go. And coming up on Saturday here on Stereo 600 AM, KCSR and ShadowRadio.com, the Mitchell Tigers come to town. A free game beginning at about 2:50 p.m. Tip off following at 3, and a travel show is called. Got to check on Shenandoah inside the right side paint. And the boys will follow at approximately 4:30-ish. That'll be Saturday. Saturday High School basketball returns home for the first three straight game. Got Boxby County coming to town next week with Hemingford on Tuesday and Alliance on Friday. And we're back on the road for quite some time. Won't be back at home until February 7th. A span of about six games in that time period. Pass comes in to the right side. Ferguson, little handoff. Is deflected. This ball Sherman nearly picked up for fifth. Player hits the deck for Red Cloud. Redbush will get across the timeline on the left side. Kelsey's got a lot of credit tonight. Hendrickson, three ball, hits off the front of the 10. Offensive rebound by Sherman. It was blocked. The footback was. Go to deck. In transition. Ferguson, threw it up in the air. No look for Lizzie Robinson. Robinson on the left side gets back on up the shot of the goal line for a pair. Kelsey Scott tonight has been really frustrated with the officiating. She's done a really good job keeping herself under control. Lizzie Robinson goes to the free throw line for a pair. First free throw. And it. Forty-8-25. Robinson, second free throw. Battles in now. Rebounded, though, by the Cardinals. And Sherman. He had a steam up the court on the right side. Crosses over top of the key. Waits for Hendrickson to cut through. Waits for Ritterbush to cut through. Loose ball. Sherman will deflect it out of play. That'll be talk of ball as Ayla Denise checks back in. Four other players, too. 48-25, 5:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Ferguson brings across the timeline. Right wing, drives the basket, kicks it up top to Izzy Redhawk. Now, Izzy Robinson at the free throw line. Out of contact, Sherman just fouled out. Tried to get in front of John Neath. J.C. Cockham will check back in. And the officials are going to have a conversation. I believe that foul is on the floor. I hope that's what they're talking about. Looks like they're going to call on the floor. Yep. So it'll be Lakota Tech ball. Baseline out of bounds. Shot clock resets to 35-48-25. Denise throws it in, deflected out of play. Is looking paint knife. Nasal inbound it. Goes to the hands of paint knife. Dawkins with the steal. Down by 23. Dawkins drives the left elbow. Picks up a dribble. Alcorn gets inside the arrow. Building center paint. Now Ritterbush right wing. Three ball. Got it. Reese Ritterbush with her second made three of the game. She's up wide in that third quarter. We had a team high of 8. Still does have a team high, but now it's 11. Back to a 20-point game. Denise drives right side, lays it up and in. 50-28, 5 minutes to go. Hendrickson gets it hooked away from her by Ferguson, recovers against cross time line. Bounces it to Ritterbush. Trouble coming, press coming, and a timeout taken. Oh, it's going to be a foul called. On Shania Ferguson. Third, first team foul, 58-28, 4:55 to go. Entry pass comes into Watson at the right block. Spins it around, gets up in the air, gets fouled, and they go on the free throw line for a pair. That was on Daisy Redhawk. Sophie Watson, he's been a frequent flyer at the free throw line as of late, getting there a lot. Back to the line, missed the first one. to 28. Cardinals down to the Sanka. Second free throw for Watson. Battles in and out. And on transition, Ferguson went up for a shot and got blocked, landing it on the baseline. So it'll be Sanka ball. The Red Hawk will inbound it. Gets up top. Ferguson, D3. It's off the back then. Rebounded on the backside. Fight for the rebound. Watson. Fight for along with 8-9. And on the rotating possession area, though, it says Lakota Tech ball. 4:39 to go in this one. Good basket cut by Ferguson. She banned on the shot, though. Alcorn tips it back up towards the bottom of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Puts it out to Calkins. Swings it to Ritterbush. Ritterbush gets across the timeline. Hendrickson underneath the basket. Extra pass to Watson. Missed it. And Watson just took a shot to the face in transition, and the ball goes out of play. Off of a good second Cardinal ball. Joe Grice going to check in for Sophie Watson. He took a shot to the face. It'll be Cardinal ball. Full court press coming from the Tonka, up by 22. 4:20 to go in the game. Soft man-to-man. Hendrickson blows past Ferguson, loses control of it, though. Picks the dribble up at the right short block. Pass it over to Alcorn at the left block. Gets deflected out of play. Stays in the hands of the Cardinals. 42 seconds on the shot clock. 50-28 is the score. 4:07 to go in the game. Calkins has to fling it out to Grice at the left elbow. High arcing shot hits off the back spin. Alcorn with the offensive rebound spins inside the post. Gets it up in the air. Missed it as well. Rebounded by the Sanka. Fast swinged up in the air. Covered by Lakota Tech. Nice pass from Ferguson and Janice on the right side. It's up and in for the layup. 52-28. And turnover. Lay-in. Banned on by Janice. Ferguson just throws up with the right hand. Tried to get it back in play. Covered by the Cardinals. Ritterbush gets trapped at the left side. Extra pass to Calkins. Head fake. Drives to the basket. Gets up in the air and gets out of the goal line for a pair of free throws. That was on Payne Knight. That's her fourth. That was Gracie Calkins to go to the free throw line. Addison Morrison will check in after this first free throw. As Gawkins missed it. Hey, coming up on the 5th-7 postgame show. 5th-7, don't forget to push the ball. It's open 7 days. We'll be in the captain's camp. This one, get you ready to go for Saturday. When Mitchell comes to town, to Shatterin, the boys will join us for that one. Middle afternoon contest. Second free throw for Gawkins. Good. Morrison will check in for Gawkins. 3:20 to go, 52-29. Mitchell will come to town on Saturday. Boxing count, wow, just stop thinking that. Hemingford on Tuesday, Alliance next Friday. And we're on the road again. Custer here in about 12 days. Actually, Hermosa for that one. Driving to her left side with it is Ritterbush. She travels with it. That'll be a look on a deck ball. Fifty-two 29. 3 minutes to go. Eskin's left side. Extra one to the right side. Nice. In trouble. Kicks it up top to Janice. She fires off the floater. Missed it. Rebounded by Alcorn. So we're going to have a whole new group of players coming in for the Cardinals tonight. Foul to go to deck. Like we're going to have Shreyas Truka, Bo Barron, Riley Huffman, Cecilia Landon, and and we're putting off in the second half for the Cardinals. Arthalia, say no, that's Landon. True, good. Cuts through. That's St. Louis, I beg your pardon. Cuts through, missed the shot, landed with a rebound. Missed shot in on the contact. That's all call. It'll be Cardinal basketball on the rotating possession arrow. So that's Tavaeus Maroon, number 32. Barron with the inbound gets reached in on the free throw line. For a pair. Number 55, Addison Cloud. Second personal of the game. Now it's the line goes Bo Barron. Over the last couple of games, hasn't been seen quite as many minutes as she saw earlier in the season. Getting some late in this one. And free throw for the righty. That was in and out. Off of the rebound by Landon. Swings it up in the air. Missed it. Barron's fighting for it, but it's Landon who gets the rebound. A jump ball is going to be called. Will be for Tonka. 2:16 to go. And this one. Driving right faster is Denise. The entry pass inside to 8-9. Gets up in double figures with 12 after that made basket. 54-29. Now Riley Huffman with it. Right side, loses control of it. Tries to throw over the left side looking for St. Loon. Pass was deflected. Huffman loses control of it, but it gets reached in on. Make four line. Now we go line for a pair. That was on Cloud Earth third. That's the line goes Riley Huffman. For a pair, we have under 2 minutes to go. And this one, 54-29 is our score. That's what I missed the first. Coming back into the season for this, come back. And we have a new player coming in. That was Shingru. The Huffman goes over 2. Line. And whistle. Ball gets knocked across the sideline, so it'll be Cardinal ball. Cardinal ball, buck 45 to go. Left side with it getting trapped is Brooklyn Hoffman driving baseline and getting fouled. Is they live shoving a line for a pair. 54-29. 99 seconds to go. So now it'll be Tavaeus St. Loon at the free throw line. First free throw, nothing but nylon. It's 54-30, 24-point game. Second free throw. Nylon. She goes 2 for 2. Makes it 54-31. Fox now the clock starts rolling. On the right side with it. Payton Knight uses the head fake. Gets through the baseline. Spins. Fires up the shot. Missed it. Fight for the rebound. 4 Cardinal players in there. All 5 of them actually within 3-foot radius. And look at the tech. Steps on the baseline. That'll be Cardinal basketball. Loon will be the one who gets the inbound pass. Guarded man-to-man by Kalia Long Soldier. And Long Soldier commits the foul. On 19 to go. And Saloon, who just hit 2 free throws, will go back to the free throw line for a pair. Saloon missed that one wide left. Hey, coming up on the Fit 7 postgame show, Fit 7 No Excuses, Just Results, open 7 days a week. We'll recap this one, get you ready to go for Saturday when Mitchell comes to Shattern. That's coming up on the Fit 7 postgame show. Damon goes over 2 from the line. So the Tech presses up the court. Near side, cloud, 3 ball, hits off the front rim. Rebounded by Hoffman. Push it over to Hoffman. 65 seconds to go. Landon loses control of the ass, throw it back in. You say Loon, turns around, gets the left block, gets fouled enough for the shot. Right there. That is on Payne Knife, who just fouls out for this game. Is our score, 57.9 to go. Steve Loon, free throw is good. She's out the 3, all from the free throw line. She's got 3 for 4, so 3 for 5 so far. Make it 4 for 6. And still on the inbound, Barron's bounces to the left side. Extra pass back to Barron, spins around, flings it up from inside the Arrow Building Center. Paint missed it. The rebound goes out of play off of Lakota Tech. 46.3 to go in this one. It'll be St. Louis inbounded along the right side line. Barron's missed the shot. Fight for the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Lakota Tech, and they just swing it up the floor. Cloud goes to the right side. Lay in is good. Makes it 56-33. Shot clock turned off. They went right side. Stops. Pops. Missed it. Rebounded by Barron. Brings it back out to the 3-point line. Entry pass from St. Louis into Hoffman is tied up. Stay up and send the floor. 19.2 to go in this one. Cardinals will drop to 5-4 on the season. On Mitchell coming to town on Saturday. Hoffman with the 3. Missed it short. Rebounded by the Tonka. Numbering across the timeline. That missed. Rebound deflected out of play off Lakota Tech. Saturn gets the ball down by 23 with 7 seconds to go. Lakota Tech is going to end a 2-game losing streak to the Shattern Cardinals, extend their winning streak to 4. As the Cardinals will, again, even up their record at 5-5 as they get set for a Western Conference tilt against Mitchell on Saturday. And that'll do it. Final score for this one, Lakota Tech defeats Shattern 56-33. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll begin the Fit 7 postgame show. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on 690 KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shattern is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union. 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chatham cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of, from the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chatham.
This is the Fit 7 Postgame Show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome to the Fit 7 Postgame Show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chatham Cardinals fall to Lakota Tech Patonka, 56-31. And what was Lakota Tech coaches, Lakota Tech coach Laura Vickrow's 200th career win? Celebrate in front of our home crowd here tonight on January the 9th. Chase Thompson here with you, Brad Moore, back in the Platte Valley Bank KCSR studios in downtown Chatham. We're at the Fit 7 postgame show. It's 16-5 after the first quarter. Lakota Tech leads Chatham Cardinals. Game ended up being a 14-point game at the half, 30-16. Lakota Tech outscored the Cardinals 15-9. In third quarter before they made it a 56-33 final score. The song got moved. He's 6-2 on the season. Four straight wins for Stonka. They'll host the Lions tomorrow night to complete a quick two-game Nebraska swing. Cardinals drop to 5-5 on the season at Western Conference. So the Mitchell Tigers coming to town on Saturday to begin a three-game homestand. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. You're tuning in to Chatham Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR, and ChathamRadio.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatham, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
For one final time, a few miles east of Pine Ridge, South Dakota, at Lakota Tech High School, Chase Thompson here with you, Brad Moore, back at the Platte Valley Bank KCSR Studios in downtown Chatham. As the Chatham Cardinals drop to 5-5 on the season after losing to the Lakota Tech Patonka, 56-33. Final stats for the Cardinals: Steve Reese Rodebush finished with a season with a game high 11 points for the Cardinals. She had 8 of those in the first half. Following her in scoring was Gracie Calkins with 6. Jizzy Elkhorn finished with 5. Callie Hendrickson with 1. Sophie Watson with 2. And Tavaeus DeLoon actually had 4 on night, all late in the game from the free throw line. As the Cardinals dropped 5-5 on the season. Veterans shot 13 of 26 from the free throw line as they fall back to 500 on the season. Next up for the Cardinals is a home game on Saturday when they host the Mitchell Tigers. Will begin with pregame at approximately 2 o'clock. from the Birdcage here on Stereo 16 AM KCSR and ChatternRadio.com with girls to follow at 3 and boys to wrap up the day. It's the first of a three-game homestand. Mitchell on Saturday, Kingsford on Tuesday, Alliance on Thursday. Stay tuned to Stereo 16 AM KCSR for some more country classic kids. But for now, I'm Chase Thompson. For Brad Moore at the KCSR Flat Valley Bank Studios downtown Shatter, I'm Chase Thompson saying so long from Lakota Tech. This has been KCSR's coverage of Shattern High School basketball on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. Good night, everyone.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shattern.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
don't care what people say. I've got to win you. I know there must be a way. Come what may. My friends say you'll never care. They think I don't have a prayer. They say she'll only break you. They tell me I best beware. But I don't care. Darling, there's no contest. It's you or no one. I just can't settle for less than the best. And my heart is set on you. No one else will do. I'm shooting for you. Darling, my aim is true. Yes, it's true. My heart is set on you. Little darling, my heart is set on you.
There's a yellow rose in Texas I'm going home to see. Though other men have held her, her heart belongs to me.
You've traveled down some dusty roads, slept out in the rain, but this yellow rose is always here when you come home again.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled.
My soul from hell. She's a diamond of the desert. She's a golden flower of spring. She's a yellow rose of Texas. She can make a man a king. There's a yellow rose in Texas. She knows the dues I've paid, and I'm going home to tell her I wish I'd never strayed.
You couldn't see beyond yourself, your pain and wounded pride, but now you know the truth is in the way you feel inside.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled.
My soul from hell.
She's a diamond of the desert.
She's a golden flower of spring. She's a yellow rose of Texas. She can make a man a king. Yes, a yellow rose of Texas can make a man a king.
streaming online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at shadrad.com. Stereo AM 610 KCSR. KCSR.
Every day I miss you so much. Oh, my pretty little lady, yeah. Are you lonesome tonight? Oh, my pretty little lady, yeah. I'll find you when it all feels right. So soft and innocent, the sweetest night I ever spent was being held in your embrace. You're such a gentle soul, it's killing me to know, when will I see your face? Oh, my pretty little lady, yeah. Are you thank you.
Car problems? Listen to the Motor Medics and Under the Hood, 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday mornings on AM 610 KCSR.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
From head to toe, including orthopedic and wound care, Shadron Community Hospital has you covered with their wide range of specialty providers. Take the first step towards a healthier you with Shadron Community Hospital.
They say love is a gamble, you can win or lose. Well, I've dealt me a queen the day I found. Now the cards are in my favor and I'm gonna play them right. You're the one I've waited for and I'm gonna hold on tight.
And I'm holding a good hand. I bet my life on you. I'm not gonna let go. Now that I found a heart that's true, I just want a full house and a little piece of land.
I walk through life
holding a good hand.
Well, I played the game and I paid the price. And I don't mind saying I've lost once or twice. But there ain't no doubt that my luck came through when you came along and I reached out for you.
And I'm holding a good hand. My life on you, I'm not gonna let go. Now that I found a heart that's true, I just want a full house and a little piece of land.
I walk through life,
I'm holding a good hand, and I'm holding a good hand. Bet my life on you, I'm not gonna let go. Now that I found a heart that's true, I just want a full house.
Walk through life
holding a good hand, and I'm holding a good hand. I bet my life on you, I'm not gonna let go. Now that I found a heart that's true, I just want a full house and a little piece of land.
Walk through life
holding a good hand.
I just want a full house.
You take streetcar jumping and backbeat bum and get along like it in there. You hold your head up high like you're gonna fly. You take the bitter till you find the sweet. And when you got that crowd and screaming loud, you're leaving sitting on the edge of the seats. Oh yeah.